such a busy morning as they had after that. Bob set up the tree in the middle of the big barn. Betty made little bundles and hung them on the tree. A package of meat cut fine for Shep, marked with his name in big letters. 7 catnip mice hung by their string tails for the 7 cats on the farm. 4 carrots tied in a bunch of hay for Molly, the young horse. 4 apples tied in hay for Duke, the old gray horse. Lumps of sugar for Shep and Duke and Molly. Then, Betty was puzzled. She ran to Uncle Ben.
What does a cow like best?
She asked. Well, my cows like corn stalks. There is a pile back of the old barn. So Betty tied some corn stalks in loose bunches and placed them at the base of the tree. On the floor, she put a big bag of corn for the hens. After dinner, the fun began. Everyone put on a sweater and went to the barn, Shep walking at Betty's heels, proud of his new bow. Not all of the cats could be found, but 5 of them came in answer to Aunt Martha's call. Shep took his meat and without a single thank you ran to an empty stall to eat it. The horses nodded thank you as they ate the sugar, carrots, and apples that the children held out to them. The cats and kittens played with their catnip mice and lapped up saucers of milk. The cows crunched their corn stalks and looked at the strange antics of the kittens. Bob carried the bag of corn out to the hen yard, and Betty fed the chickens, which crowded around her feet.